Today's Shir of Mishneh Berurah Yaimi is a very exciting day. We're back here in Yeshiva, live from the Yerushalayim Hills of Mibaseret. And we are starting Hilchos Pesach today. Siman Taf Chaf Tes. She'ein Noiflin Al Pneim B'chol Chodesh Nisan. You cannot go ahead and say Tachnun the whole month of Nisan. Interestingly, that the title of this Siman has nothing to do with the first Sif that we're going to be doing. It happens to be a whole Shaila as to who actually wrote the titles. Did the Shulchan Aruch himself write the titles or someone else? But that's not for now. And he says, Ubo's Bei Sifim, there are two Sifim in this Siman. Here we go. Shalin Behilchas Pesach, Kodam Pesach Shloshim Yom. Many of you here, should I bet, guys, learned a lot of these halachas in the Masechta that we learned last year. And it should be familiar. You should be familiar with it. But even if you haven't, if you're Shana Aleph guy, this is Yomi, and you will be able to hopefully understand it, everything that we're doing here. Just as always, if you learn Sugyas B'Iyun, so then the next time I say Iyun Shir, when you ask a question, so the Shadabek guys will go back to their notes. Okay, here we go. Aleph, this is Mishneh Berurah. This is Halacha. If you don't know the way this is structured, the Mishneh Berurah is the Shulchan Aruch, okay, who is Yosef Cairo, and then the Haggah is the Ramah. As you all know, 90% of Halachas are the Shulchan Aruch Yosef Cairo. But then there is a good, let's say 10%, maybe 20%, where the Ramah noted that the Shulchan Aruch based his halachas on the majority of the following three, for the most part, the following three poskim, the Rif, the Rambam, and the Rush. And therefore, there was a tilt toward the Sfardi poskim. And therefore, the Ramah, basically, where he would disagree with, usually, not always, but usually where he disagreed would be where the Minhag Ashkenaz would be following the poskim, more like in line with the Rush. So, and Toso, the Bali Tosos, Ashkenaz, so that's where sometimes you would have the Ramah being cholek on the Shulchan Aruch. Sometimes the Ramah just adds things, like we'll see over here, where it's not necessarily a machlokes, he feels the need to add where a minug, let's say, was created, or not created, or developed, let's say, in Ashkenaz, to go ahead and do the following things. And that's what you'll see here in this particular halacha. And then what we have here on is the Mishneh Berurah. The Mishneh Berurah is written by the Chafetz Chaim, and the truth is, on this page, a lot of things here from the Chafetz Chaim. The Be'er Halacha also was written by the Chafetz Chaim, as well as the Shaar HaTzion was written by the Chafetz Chaim. We're going to be reading inside the Mishneh Berurah. We'll be quoting every once in a while Be'er Halachas. Be'er Halacha was actually with the Chafetz Chaim, went through the sugyas. He wasn't just a Yomi individual. Chafetz Chaim, he was a huge Talmud Chacham, one of the biggest. We always think of him as, oh, the Chafetz Chaim of Nara. But as you see, if you go through the Be'er Halacha, he knew Kol Torah Kula Kol Be'in, and that's in the Be'er Halacha over here. And then the Shaar HaTzion, okay, which we'll quote also every once in a while, are, for the most part, the sources. But every once in a while, he'll add things in the Shaar HaTzion as well, which we will, from time to time, quote. As I mentioned to you before, on the Bechina, you're only responsible for the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishneh Berurah, as well as anything that we might have discussed outside. But you're not going to have to, you know, we're not going to be reading the Be'er Halacha and the Shaar HaTzion inside. Feel free to do it as well. Why not? Okay, but main thing is to get down the Shulchan Aruch, but the Mishneh Berurah, call. So, Shalim Bilchas Aleph. Shalim Bilchas Pesach, Kodem LePesach, Shloshim Yom. Shalim literally means ask, but what it means here is one should probe into the halachas of Pesach already 30 days before Pesach. Guys, some of you may remember that it says sometimes Shalim V'Darshin, or Darshin. Shalim means like probe, Darshin means to expound. The Be'er Halacha gets into the distinctions. You'll see the Mishneh Berurah is going to quote the term Darshin. The Be'er Halacha gets into why sometimes the word Shalim, why sometimes Darshin. Some Rishonim actually make a distinction between the two, but here we're going to see no real distinction being made. Both Rishonim did not make the distinction. So let's see. Mishneh Berurah, Aleph. Look at the bottom of Mishneh Berurah. Sif Katan Aleph. The Sif is the, when we say Sif, we mean the Shulchan Aruch. When we say Sif Katan, we're referring to the Mishneh Berurah. Sif Katan Aleph. Shalim Bilchas Pesach. So the Mishneh Berurah here is going to give us the basis for this probing into the Lachas of Pesach 30 days before. Cherei Moshe Omei B'Pesach Rishon. This is based on the Gemara, actually. Moshe was Omed Pesach Rishon, Umazirin al Kol Hilchos Pesach Sheni. Moshe was standing there on the first Pesach, and he gave instruction to Bnei Yisrael on all the halachos of Pesach Sheni. And he did it right then to give them 30 days to know the halachos for the Pesach Sheni. And from there they learn, 30 days beforehand, that's when you already have to go ahead and the Rabbanim should teach the Talmidim, and the Talmidim themselves should learn the halachos already 30 days before Pesach. And then he goes, V'hu adin, and we're going to see three opinions in this. V'hu adin b'shar yamim tovim, specifically, the yamim tovim that he's talking about here are the regalim. Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. B'shar Yom Tovim Nami, Darshin Koinim L'chein, Shloshim Yom B'Lchaseim. Okay, also there, 30 days before, you see the Lashon Darshin. One expounds on the Halachos 30 days before those Yomim Tovim. Again, the implication, as we'll see through it, is Sukkos, as well as Shavuos, besides Pesach. Again, they discuss, what about Rosh Hashanah, what about Yom Kippur? I remember when I used to do Mishnah Berurah Yomi with Yeshivas or Yerushalayim, I never even heard of it. So we did a different Mishnah Berurah Yomi cycle then. That was a 7-day a week cycle. And it was a different cycle. The way it would work was you go straight, and then before the Yom Tovim, they take a little detour into, let's say, Chelek Dalet or Chelek Hey or Chelek Vav, which would deal 30 days before you'd start either Hilchas Rosh Hashanah 1 year or Hilchas Sukkos 1 year or something like that, 30 days already 30 days before. So anyway, we go straight. That's the issue, Mr. Brewer. You haven't been going straight, but I guess you're going to have to add, now that you know these halachas, you're going to have to add some more halachas already because it's 30 days already before Rosh Hashanah, and definitely in a couple of days, it's going to be 30 days before Sukkos. Here we go, Vayta. So he says, Vayeh ver agra shadaito debad seres sagi miyomecha besimon. Hey, if you remember, those who've learned this before, the Gra actually holds that it's only Sukkos, as I said, there are going to be three opinions. It's only Sukkos and Pesach that requires 30 days, but Shavuos already, you start from when? You start only from Aleph B'Sivan, the first day of Sivan, which is obviously not a month. It's only, right, the sixth day of Sivan is when we have Shavuos. That's when you have to start the halachas. Okay, the simple understanding of it is that, you know, how much halachas are there to prepare for Shavuos. Okay, it's a very simple. No, though, the truth of the matter is, if you look at the Shaar Tzion, he gives a different reason for this, having to do with the carbonos and things like that. I ain't shom. And then comes the third opinion, Yesh Omrim, Da'achiv Shloshim Yom, who rak bePesach. This halacha is specifically in Pesach. Sholim Bilchas Pesach, Kodel Pesach Shloshim Yom. Why is it different? The Yesh Behen halachas Rabbis, because Pesach, Pesachim, as we're going to see for the next 8 months, 9 months, in Yomim, that there are halachas Rabbos. Now, it's not going to be as easy as this today's Omen. Don't let it lull you into a false sense of security that, oh, all Yomim are going to be this easy. But we keep going. Some are going to be easy, some are going to be more tough, but we're going to keep pushing it because that's what a Yomim guy does. The Yesh Behen halachas Rabbos. There are many halachas by Pesach. Kegon, Tchinas Chitim, Va'afiyas Hamatzos, Va'agolas Kelim. What do you have? You have the halachas of preparing and grinding the, some of you guys did this with Steinitz last year, Mitzvah this year, the grinding of the wheat. I don't know if you did that. Va'afiyas Hamatzos and baking of the actual matzahs, the halachas, you have to know how to do it. Ba'agolas kelim, and kashering the kelim, and bi'er chametz, all things that we're going to be learning in Yomi. She'elu imein osin osan kifaseh. If you don't do these things properly, halacha, before, and know these things, before Pesach, kodesh Pesach, less than the kodesh of Pesach. You're not going to be able to fix any of these things on Pesach, because what you got? Some serious chametz, big trouble. Ma she'ein kein be'wat, b'shar yom tov, another yom tov, dai be'ez a yom kodesh. You can already start preparing couple of days before, okay? Depending on what your needs are. Now, you'll say, okay, I understand Shavuos, but Sukkos, you know, we got to learn Hilchos Lulav, we got to learn Hilchos Sukkah. So obviously the assumption is that that's true, but it's still relatively easy in comparison to obtain these Chetzah Shal Mitzvah of Lulav and Sukkah, especially if you go to the Shuk with one of your Rebbeim and you ask him, hey, how's my Esrog looking? Okay, it's good for you to be able to learn yourself, but you'll be able to pull it off. Okay, and especially now, I just saw in Mishpacha magazine, they have these new smooth sukkah, get your fancy razzle dazzle sukkah, order your sukkah, and put it up, come a nice badatz heksher, and you're good. But what are you going to do? You're going to hire Joe Badatz to come to your house and do all the things you have to do. Not so simple. Anyway, but we have it a little easier in terms of matzahs and things like that. But anyway, you got to know how to kashi kitchen. The alkol panim, the yom tov gufa. Now it's very important because if you go through the different sugyas and shas, you see that there are gemaras that talk the same befeirish, not only Pesach. So that's why he says that based on the steers in the Gemara, you should know that there's another halacha. This is understanding the halachos of the Yomim Tovim before the Yomim Tovim. So here we have three opinions, whether it's Dafka Pesach, Pesach and Sukkos, or all the Yomim Tovim, okay, for sure, the three regalim, and maybe even Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. But, Akol Panim B'Yom Tov Guf, however, on Yom Tov itself, L'chulei Alma Tzarech Lishol V'Lidrosh B'chol Yom Tov B'Lchoseach. Is everyone holds that on the Yom Tov itself, there has to be a specific drasha discussing the halachos on that day itself. Kedisa b'sof Megillah, like it says at the end of Megillah, Da'alam and Beis, b'feirish. Moshe atikin l'Yisrael, Moshe was masaking for Yisrael, He established and instituted Shishalim Vidorshim Bin Yanosh Yom, that you should go ahead and probe and expound in Yanim of the day of that Yom Tov. Hilchas Pesach b'Pesach, Hilchas Atzeres b'Atzeres, Hilchas Chag b'Chag. Obviously, this is a different concept. This is a concept of delving into. One is to know the practical halacha l'maisa, and the other is to experience. Mishachara beis hamikdash. Okay, ein lecha ela dal amash halacha b'vad doesn't only mean mishachara beis hamikdash. Already at the time of Moshe, the halacha was to go ahead and on the Yom Tov itself to connect to the Yom Tov via the understanding of halacha. That's what we do in Gemara. Don't kid yourself. Gemara is also halacha. This is halacha l'maisa, l'maisa, l'maisa. That's what we do in Yomim. But real studying of halacha is, it says when you learn Gemara, asuke shmaisa alipa dehilchasa. You might learn havamina. What's the purpose? It's all to understand the halachas of Hashem. That's what Gemara is. It's halacha, understanding halacha. And the idea is that on all the Yomim Tovim, you should go ahead and study it. Obviously, you have to prepare for it because it's already up to too late. So what are you doing? What you're doing is you're connecting to the halachic man. You're connecting to the Yom Tov, not just by nice little schmoozing and brushes and little, you know, pamphlets. Look what he says. Shalim b'dayshin b'nyash yom hilchas pesach b'pesach. Hilchas atzeres atzeres. Hilchas chag b'chag. Scary stuff. Many of us don't do that. Most of us don't do that. A lot of, unfortunately, a lot of rabbanim don't do that. What they'll do on the Yom Tov is give a nice schmoozing and things like that. But we have the hilchas. You see here the Indian of actually learning these things, not Peteras preparation. The first halacha that we're talking about in the Mishnah Brura, which way there was a three-way machlokas, that's in terms of the halachos of preparatory halacha, halacha lemaisa lemaisa. This is halacha in the conceptual that you should go ahead and actually learn and delve into these halachos on the Yom Tov itself. One of the big klolim of Yom Yishu will tell you is, unlike Ian Shear and the Beis Medrash, you have to ask Yomi Kashas. But Yomi Kashas mean, if you don't understand something, stop me. If it's a question about something, what about this, what about that, hit me with it. But after the Yomi, because we have to finish the Yomud by the end of the day. So if something is unclear, ask the Kasha. But if it's something that you don't, there might be another question that you have, then hold off on that one. So is this a clarification question or a question that could wait till after? Okay, so hold off on it. Subject, Dairaisa L'chumra. Okay, Vaita. Bays. I don't know what the derisa is, but anyway, beis suffik yomi lechumra viter beis shloshim yom. Then he goes umaschilim miyom apurim atzmo, and you start from Purim itself. Let's figure this out. Anyone knows how many days are in Adar? 29, 30. Does it switch from year to year? Okay, so the halacha is, and if you'll never find a day 30 in a regular Adar. In Adar, if you have like one Adar, the Adar before Nisan, it's always going to be 29 days. That's why you never have a two-day Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Always a one-day Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Okay? So it goes like this. Watch this. So he says, Umaschilin miyoyim ha-Purim atzlo. So we have 29 days. So let's figure it out. If you count Purim itself, so how many days do you have in Purim? You have 16 days in Adar from Purim. And then another 14 days, because Pesach is the 15th day. That's how you get your 30 days before Pesach. That's your 30 days. You start from Purim itself. That's a little tough here in Vaseret, but you have to somehow figure out how you're going to learn. I guess this year, okay, push your Rebbe. Maybe before you start drinking to do it, because it might be a little difficult after you drink. Okay, you do it before you come to go to your Rebbe too. So you want to be Mekayim 30 days before. V'achshav noagin l'drosh b'shabbos hagadol k'she'ein erev pesach chalbo de'oz tzarech lahakdiv b'shabbos hakodem u'b'shabbos shuva. He says here, nowadays we have another very interesting minhag that's developed, that the Rabbanim are not actually doresh majorly, publicly, until the Shabbos before. And he says, "Kishayin erev Pesach chalbo," meaning if erev Pesach happens to be the Shabbos before, then you don't darshan Shabbos Hagadol. Right? Let's say it comes out on Motzei Shabbos Pesach. You don't go ahead and have the Shabbos Hagadol drasha on that day. Then, if erev Pesach is on that Shabbos, then on Sarach Lahakdim you go to the earliest Shabbos before. But otherwise, it's the Shabbos before Pesach. U'b'Shabbos Shuvah. And on Shabbos Shuvah, as opposed to 30 days before. And he says, what is this minhag of the Rav does in the Shabbos Hagadol Brasha and the Shabbos Shuvah Brasha? Here also many Rabbanim don't do what they're supposed to do. Va'ikir la'harais la'am, really the ikir is to teach the Am the Darchei Hashem, the ways of Hashem, specifically l'lameda ma'isa she'yasu, supposed to teach the halachos. Sort of the same idea of Shloshim Yom Kodem. Dahainu, the Dinei Hagala, Ubir Chametz, Yafi Yasamata, Ushar Yilchus Pesach. Which is very interesting, because the Minhag HaOlam now is for the Rav to go ahead and to do what? To give big lumdish drushes, and also Musa, which is good. But what about the Lachas? So I know in my shul, of Linowitz, who happens to be the chief general editor of Art Scroll, he makes sure to teach some Lachas, because that's what you see. If you know the Mishnah Berurah, if you're a young guy, you know that's what you have to do when you're in your Shabbos HaGadol Drasha. Now, there's still a Minhag HaOlam of lumdicizing and giving a big fancy razzle-dazzle lumdus, but he does both. One second. He says as follows, so that's what you should be doing. Ushar Hilchus Pesach. V'chein v'shabbos Shuvah. You know what you should be Darish of Lamb? V'Hilchus Yom HaKippurim. And the Chag HaSukkos. That's what should be discussed on the Shabbos Shuvah, the Halachos. Levad Masha Darish Minyan HaTshuvah. Besides the actual discussion of Tshuvah, which is very important, obviously, in Shabbos Shuvah. Aval in Yehad Rasha, look what he says. Rak v'pilpul. If it just gets into the pilpul and alumnus, or drush v'yalma, or stam drushes, ain yaitzin b'zei yedei chavasad. You're not yaitzin yishav with the gal of drushes. So Mr. Shem, when you become a rav, make sure at least you do a little some halachas there. U'mikol makom, he says, now, so what does that mean about our halacha of being what? Of being b'reish, or shaylin, b'lachas ha-pesach, kodol ha-pesach, shoshem yom. What happened to that? He says, u'mikol makom, that's only in terms of the rav. But in terms of you guys, and us, mikol makom, on the yachid, Mitzvah lekolecha lasok bilchus Pesach shloshim yom kodem. We're not going to have a problem this year in terms of Pesach. You guys have to push it yourself when it comes to the other young side. B'chein b'chag atzmo. He says everyone has their own obligation to go ahead 30 days before to start learning the halachas of Pesach. Where we've been doing it 9 months before. B'chein b'chag atzmo. And also on the Yom Tov itself. So the minhag in terms of the Rabbanim can became Shabbos Hagadol and Shabbos Shuvah. But you yourself, Zalachis, Shalim, Milchus Pesach, Kol Pesach, Shoshim Yom. Let's make sure we finish up here. Hagah, I'll take all your questions after, but I think this is pretty clear. I'll take you just to make sure we finish the Yomi here. Hagah, Uminag Liknos, go back to the Ramah now, in the Ramah. Minag Liknos Chitim. The Minag is to go ahead and to acquire wheat to do what with it? Lechalka Lanian, to give to the Aniyan, Letzarech HaPesach. To give it out to Aniyan for Pesach. To go ahead and have masses. That's what's known as what we call Maos Chitin. Today, our minhag gets to give money and they have to go ahead and buy it, but they actually would go ahead and use their Maos themselves and buy the wheat and give it to the Aniyim of Pesach. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Hu minhag kadum mizman ha-Gemara. It's a minhag, an old, ancient minhag from the time of the Gemara. In fact, if you look at, you see the little Zion there? That Zion refers you to the Shaar HaTzion. The Shaar HaTzion tells us, he doesn't know why the Mishnah Berurah calls it a minhag kadum. It's really a din. It's a din of the Gemara. As he goes on, go back to the Mishnah Berurah now. Behuva davar zeh b'Yushalmi. It's actually a din found in the Yushalmi in Perakama Baba Basra of Yushalmi. So it's really a din. It's a halacha. V'yicholim b'nei ayir l'chvoz zeh l'zeh l'nitzeh. And the people of the city can go ahead and compel one another. If you have the power to go ahead and donate to the chitim, to go ahead and give wheat for matzah to the Aniyim. Dalit chitin lechalke. He goes to Medina Seinu. He says in our Medina, the minhag was lechalek lekema. They gave them what? Flour. Shal yidei zem mikarbani as a tzayim, because that would benefit them much more immediately. It would go ahead and benefit them if you gave them kema. Today it's much easier because people don't really bake their matzahs. So what do we give? Money. That's where it's called maos chitin. B'shir ha'nesina, how much do you give? The Shir HaNesina, the amount that you give is according to every particular Ani's needs. If he's really, really poor, he doesn't even have with what to go ahead and bake the matzah, he doesn't have ovens and things like that. You have to give him the money to go ahead and bake the matzah. This is all included in Daimach Sarah Sheyasala. This is all part of the halacha by a poor person, is to give him enough for what he lacks. Let's move on now to finishing up the Ramah. We go until the Rosh Hashiva comes in. Once the Rosh Hashiva comes in, that means Mincha starts, okay? Siv, Katan, back to the Ramah. Shnei Masach Chodesh, B'chol Misha Dar Ba'ir, Shnei Masach Chodesh, whoever lives in a city 12 months, Sarach Mitain Lazeh. Whoever lives in a city 12 months, he is already obligated in the city's obligation to give the chitim. Look at the Mishnah Berura, Shneimah Safodesh. If we see that the person has come into the city in order to live there, then he's chayiv la'altar, then he's chayiv right away. Because if he's just coming in, he might be there for a certain amount of time, so he's not chayiv right away. He says, ayin shari tshuva. The shari tshuva says, what's the basis for that? The basis for that is, I mean, how do you know if a guy is aldas l'shtakei hasham? So the shari tshuva says, if he buys a house there, he ain't moving so quick. So then, already you know, before 12 months, then you already know that he's there to stay, and he's already obligated. And he says, 12 months is also determining who's considered a nani that you have to give to. Who's considered a nani? Who's considered a poor person of the city? Someone who's been there for 12 months. And if he's a nani who already is going to be there, you know he's going to be there for 12 months, even beforehand, then la'alta right away, yachayim in the tain, long yachayim to give him. We will stop here and continue from here tomorrow on the Yomi bus. Bring your Mishnah Berurahs along with you. Adkan, any questions? If you have questions,